Charlie is scared, but he wants to give Harriet that locket. So he follows her home from school and waits until she goes into her house. Then he sneaks into the hall and hangs the package on the inside of the doorknob. He rings the bell twice and runs across the street to hide behind the tree. When Harriet comes down, she looks around to see who rang the bell. Then she sees the package. She takes it and goes upstairs. Charlie goes home from school, and he gets a spanking because he took the tissue paper and ribbon out of his mother's drawer without telling her. But he doesn't care. Tomorrow, Harriet will wear the locket and tell all the boys he gave it to her. Then they'll see. The next day he runs all the way to school, but it's too early. Harriet isn't there yet, and he's excited. But when Harriet comes in, she doesn't even look at him. She isn't wearing the locket, and she looks sore. He does all kinds of things when Mrs. Jansen isn't watching. He makes funny faces. He laughs out loud. He stands up on his seat and wiggles his fanny. He even throws a piece of chalk at Harold. But Harriet doesn't look at him even once. Maybe she forgot. Maybe she'll wear it tomorrow. She passes by in the hallway, but when he comes over to ask her, she pushes past him without saying a word. Down in the schoolyard, her two big brothers are waiting for him. Gus pushes him. "You little bastard, did you write this dirty note to my sister?" Charlie says he didn't write any dirty notes. "I just gave her a valentine." Oscar, who was on the football team before he graduated from high school, grabs Charlie's shirt and tears off two buttons. "You keep away from my kid's sister, you degenerate. You don't belong in this school anyway." He pushes Charlie over to Gus, who catches him by the throat. Charlie is scared and starts to cry. Then they start to hurt him. Oscar punches him in the nose, and Gus knocks him on the ground and kicks him in the side, and then both of them kick him, one and then the other. And some of the other kids in the yard, Charlie's friends, come running, screaming, and clapping hands. "Fight! Fight! They're beating up Charlie!" His clothes are torn, and his nose is bleeding, and one of his teeth is broken. And after Gus and Oscar go away, he sits on the sidewalk and cries. The blood tastes sour. The other kids just laugh and shout, "Charlie got a licking! Charlie got a licking!" And then Mr. Wagner, one of the caretakers from the school, comes and chases them away. He takes Charlie into the boys' room and tells him to wash off the blood and dirt from his face and hands before he goes back home. I guess I was pretty dumb, because I believed what people told me. I shouldn't have trusted Jaime, or anyone. I never remembered any of this before today, but it came back to me after I thought about the dream. It has something to do with the feeling about Miss Kinney and reading my progress reports. Anyway, I'm glad now I don't have to ask anyone to write things for me. Now I can do it for myself. But I just realized something. Harriet never gave me back my locket.